Well, as Sean told you earlier when we were starting the service off, we're going to have another baptism today. And that is always a wonderful thing, to be able to see someone to come into the kingdom of God. And I just asked Bobby before he came in here, he's 43 years old. And for 43 years, the world and I guess the devil had occupied his mind to be able to keep him at a distance from finding Christ, even though he's been in and out a part of our church, and most of you in here know him. And yet, God never stops working, and he's got a plan. And God has spoken to Bobby, and Bobby has surrendered his heart to Christ. And so we are going to baptize him. Bobby, come on down. Now, there's a bunch of family and friends up here with him, so he's not alone up there. Who are very happy to see what God has done in his life. Now, one thing I will tell you about Bobby before we go. Bobby has had a close relationship with his mother all of his life. He has been a wonderful son. And she has been a wonderful mother. And as time goes on, as it all does, and as the Lord called his mom home, it really brought to your heart a realization of the value of eternal things. Yes. And Bobby came to realize that all the things that might be pulling him away in this world that can bring you temporary pleasure, but not the same as your mother's love that God gave you. That was the greatest gift on earth he gave you.
Yes.
And so as that time came, Bobby started to realize he knew his mother was going to heaven. He knew that she was a woman of faith. And he also knew that without him bringing himself in line with God and giving his life and heart to Christ, that he was not connected with God and he would not see her in eternity. And God just opened his eyes to be able to see what's truly valuable in life. Is that how you would kind of put it?
Yes.
And he was able to just say, I don't care what else is in this world. I'm letting it go. I will follow Christ. And it's just interesting that even if it takes 43 years, God keeps working, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
And we'll talk a little more about how God works. But right now, Bobby, you have given your heart completely to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And you have accepted the forgiveness that you knew all along he had died on that cross to give you.
Yes.
But you have finally let go and accepted that and responded to him.
Yes.
Well, because of that, we're going to baptize you into the family of God.
Okay.
Which you're already a member of. Because of your profession of faith in Jesus Christ and your commitment to him, and because of his grace dying for you on the cross and his great love, we are able to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Bobby, he's already stepped up there, but Bobby, you Christ got a standing ovation.
Yes.
And it is wonderful because, you know, that gift of salvation and joy that you don't think is that valuable until you get it and the Holy Spirit floods your heart and you realize what being in Christ is. That is a gift totally of grace from God. It's not something that we deserve. It's just something that he gives us. And we're grateful. So let's pray. Father, we are so grateful that even though we're insignificant, and even though we are so small compared to you, and even though in our own selfishness and arrogance, we pushed you away and wouldn't even listen to what you wanted for our lives, but we sought after things that we thought would bring us happiness and fulfillment. And we ignored you. And yet, even though you could have let us go, you saw us. You pursued us. You spoke in our hearts. You gave us the faith that we needed. You worked with us. And we are in your family simply because of your love. And the greatest way you demonstrated that was as Christ came to earth and took on flesh, took on a body like ours, limited himself, and died on that cross to pay for our sins, a debt, Lord, we could never repay. But we are grateful to you. We are thankful for Bobby coming into your family and into your kingdom. And we are thankful, Lord, that you have done that for us also. And so we give you our lives, and we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.